Yeah, been arranged and it's been allowed. What was it? That was whistling.
Sorry, I want to say that I'm really not that everyone takes her cigarettes not outside. I'm really nerved. I want to stop them. Ich möchte sagen, dass die rauchen, doch gefälligst endlich rausgehen.
So there's no, there isn't so much risk of trouble from the pigs, from the police, so there's less danger for the women refugees.
Bueno, algunos puntos prácticos sobre la manifestación mañana. La manifestación está permitida, está legal, y lo hemos hecho así para que no hay problemas para las mujeres refugiadas que están también con la manifestación.
Ja, weiter zur Demo. Also es geht darum, dass von unserer Seite aus auf der Demo möglichst irgendwie halt so keine Aktionen laufen, also keine Fenster oder sonstiges eingeschmissen werden und so weiter, weil es halt auch dazu führen würde, dass die Bullen halt übergreifen. Das ist auch wieder ein Risiko für die Flüchtlingsfrauen. Also dass wir halt ja nur demonstrieren, in Anführungsstrichen.
Que significa que nosotras tomamos, mantenemos la calma y vamos a hacer la manifestación pacíficamente. Para no provocar ninguna incidencia que puede provocar problemas de la policía.
Which means that we have to sort of behave ourselves and no breaking windows or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because it just means possible trouble for these women.
Hier ist morgen beim Küchenzelt um 9:30 Treffpunkt für Frauen, die hier vom Camp hinfahren wollen. Und also es wird wohl einen Bus geben, aber es werden auf jeden Fall Plätze noch in den Autos benötigt.
Ja, es schlägt nicht mehr so ein Ding. Naja, es sind nur brüte Frauen. Mikrofonfaschisten.
Let's speak loudly.
No.
Okay.
What the fuck are we?
There was a question about which.
Somebody wants to know if we're going to be woken up.
Yeah. Which time is there's a proposal? Which time to wake up? Maybe. ¿Qué horas quieren levantarse para levantar todas? Welche Uhrzeit wäre gut, alle aufzuwecken?
Also das allgemeines Wecken um 8 Uhr angesagt für die Demo dann.
Ja. 8 o'clock to wake up. A las 8 nos levantamos.
Ay, 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 ay.
There's a suggestion that we all get up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Es werden, ja, also die Demo ist erstmal hollandweit irgendwie auch mobilisiert, beziehungsweise, also mobilisiert heißt, dass Frauenorganisationen auch institutionalisierte angeschrieben worden sind, aber also von denen irgendwie zwar so Solidarität erstmal gesagt worden ist, dass sie sich damit solidarisieren, aber halt nicht selbst dazu aufrufen, nur so halt ja indirekt mobilisieren dafür.
Han invitado mujeres de todo el país, de Holanda, las organizaciones, y ellas han dicho que sí en solidaridad, pero no han mucho movilizado.
The demo is sort of supported by women's organizations all over Holland, but it's not actually been called by all these different organizations.
Do you know what? Ja, klar. Also die Route und das Problem haben. Ja, es werden halt auch noch Transparente gebraucht irgendwie, also wenn Frauen irgendwie noch Lust haben, transparent zu tragen oder selbst noch zu schreiben. Es gibt also sowohl Stoff als auch Malmaterialien nach im Infozelt.
En la tienda de información todavía hay telas y palos para hacer estas banderolas, si quieren participar de hacer algunos o también de llevarlos.
If you want to make or carry banners?
En España decimos pancartas.
If you want to make or carry banners and stuff, there's all the material needed in the info tent. Yeah, there's all the stuff that you need in the info tent.
Die Demo geht los in Amsterdam am Platz, das heißt de Dachwerk.
Dockwerk.
Und da soll halt eine ganz kurze Anfangskundgebung sein, also nur eine Einleitung, so praktische Dinge nochmal zur Demo, beziehungsweise wieso die Demo überhaupt entstanden ist.
The demo starts somewhere called Dockwerk.
W-E-R-K-E-R.
D-O-K-W-E-R-K-A-R. With an explanation of the reasons for the demo and what it's supposed to be doing.
Die Demo-Route geht weiter, erstmal zur Ausländerpolizei. Es ist so 5 Minuten entfernt, habe ich mir sagen lassen. Da soll es einen Kundgebungsbeitrag geben zu ja einmal die Situation hier in Lagern, also dass Flüchtlinge in die Lager kommen und ja halt so allgemein auch mal hier zur Situation in Holland, was da auch die Ausländerpolizei macht.
The demo will go to the immigration police headquarters and there'll be an explanation of general Holland policy in Holland with refugees.
Also die Demo geht dann weiter von der Ausländerpolizei zum chilenischen Konsulat und da ist halt auch nochmal ein Kundgebungsbeitrag zu Chile bzw. Situation da und von den Flüchtlingen aus Chile.
Después caminamos al consulado chileno y ahí nos van a hablar un poco más sobre la situación en Chile y sobre la situación de los refugiados chilenos acá.
And then the demo is going to go on to the Chilean consulate embassy and they'll be talking about the political situation in Chile and the situation of Chileans here.
Danach geht die Demo weiter ein kurzes Stück durch die Innenstadt. Das ist keine Kundgebung oder so, aber es muss halt viel Lärm sein. Und also die Demo schließt ab am Justizpalast hier, wo es noch einen Abschlussbeitrag geben soll zu ja einmal die Situation von Flüchtlingen oder die Asylgesetzgebung hier, also in den einzelnen Staaten Europas, also so auch in Bezug auf 1992 und
then it's going to go through the center, the city center for a while and end up outside the main law courts. Where they're going to be talking for a short while again about rights of refugees in Holland and so.
Also eine kurze Zwischendurchsage, was die Frau vorhin hier noch gesagt hat, also wer noch keine Essensmarke für heute hat, irgendwie jetzt kaufen vorne bei den Kaffeekannen und so.
Las mujeres que todavía no han comprado esta marca para la comida acá donde el café lo pueden comprar.
Also für den Abschlussredebeitrag ist heute um 5 nochmal beim Kinderzeltentreffen für Frauen, also wo es toll wäre, wenn Frauen aus verschiedenen Staaten nochmal kommen, um da halt nochmal so gesamt was, ja, was Kraftvolles oder sowas hinzukriegen.
Die sollen dann morgen reden dort, ja?
Jetzt 3 Gruppen, die bei Kinderzelt treffen sollten. Das ist ganz verrückt jetzt.
Ja. Bueno, a las 5 de la tarde, otro grupo se va a encontrar donde la tienda de niños y el grupo que va a organizar para mañana para hablar the
was wollt ihr this time about tomorrow about the Abschlussbeitrag to talk about the last speech, the closing speech tomorrow.
Noch kurz was zur Demo, die jetzt gerade an, zwar haben wir gestern noch mal drüber geredet, also von deutschen Verhältnissen her in Bezug auf Demo, also dass diese Demo, da sie angemeldet ist, zwar von Bullen begleitet wird, aber die sich wahrscheinlich eher zurückhalten.
Como la manifestación mañana sí hay policías acompañándonos, pero son policías probablemente bueno, tranquilos.
So there'll probably be pigs walking with the demo tomorrow, but they might probably help sort of keep at a distance.
Also es ist hier in Holland auch eher, ja, so haben wir zumindest geredet, eher unüblich, irgendwie vermummt und in Ketten zu laufen. Aber also es wird auf jeden Fall trotzdem fotografiert werden und es ist so geredet worden, dass die Frauen das selbst für sich entscheiden sollen.
Aquí en Holanda no hay mucho problema de violencia de policía. Dice que normalmente no hay muchos perros y esas cosas, pero sí lo que va a pasar que van a tomar fotos.
Das brauchen wir nicht.
Das hast du gesagt, hier ist es eher
unüblich. Ja, ja. Ah, bueno, aquí en Holanda no es muy común que los manifestantes van a caminar con ropa encima de la cabeza o así juntando en cadenas, como bueno, andan así más abierto.
Yeah, normally in Holland on demos you don't have to walk like with linked arms or your face covered or whatever, but it is likely that they'll take photographs.
Ja, jetzt kam noch eine kurze Frage von einer Frau, also das weiß ich selbst nicht, und zwar ob während der Demo überhaupt noch Frauen im Camp sind oder ob das Camp dann irgendwie ganz alleine hier rumsteht, also weiß ich nicht, wie es laufen soll.
Hubo una pregunta si el campamento acá se va a quedar sola o algunas mujeres se quedan acá, pero no sabemos la respuesta.
Yeah, somebody asked a pretty good question. What's going to happen here at the camp while the demo's on? Are there still going to be women staying here, or is the camp just going to be sort of abandoned?
por lo menos cinco
Yeah, five of the women who have organized the camp are definitely staying here. We just had a suggestion that the other women who want to stay should also meet when the women who are going on the demo are meeting as well, so that they can organize themselves somehow.
5 o'clock outside the kids' tent. Also das war's jetzt erstmal zur Demo. Sind da noch irgendwie Fragen?
Otras preguntas? Some more questions?
Also, mir ist auch noch was eingefallen, und zwar wäre es doch auch gut, die Kinderbetreuung während der Demo gemeinsam zu regeln.
It would be good that also some women will organize how to keep care for the children. También la idea que algunas mujeres también van a preparar para cuidar a los niños en ese tiempo.
About looking after the kids. There's a suggestion that the women who are going to stay here look after them, but the women who seem to want to stay here don't like that idea from... todavía no sabemos qué vamos a hacer con los niños como para cuidar. Hay algunas ideas aparte de lo que las mujeres que se quedan se ocupan. How many women know that they're going to stay here? Wie viele Frauen wissen, dass die hier bleiben werden? ¿Cuántas mujeres se quedan aquí definitivamente? Seguramente.
Kinderbetreuung.
Wer betreut die Wunde?
Ja, also ich denke, mehr, da müssen Frauen kommen.
Wie viele Frauen überhaupt das
Kind? Ich wollte doch mal sagen, dass das.
Anders is als de vrouwenbeweging of de gemengde. Anders gezegd dat separatisme de basis is om het hele systeem onderuit te halen.
Ja, en dan we eat together.
Eat.
Ah, eat.
Ja,
yeah,
goed. Then we eat together.
We moeten ons bewuster worden, ook onze eigen woorden leren maken. Wat is onze strijd en hoe moeten we daarmee doorgaan? Daarvoor organiseren we een lesbisch separatistisch congres. Die lesbische vrouwen die mee willen doen, kunnen ons vanavond om 6 uur vinden achter de grote tent, dus tussen de tent en de dijk in. Gewoon je bordje meenemen.
Yeah, I'd like to talk a bit about Mariana, which was a big women's squat in Berlin just recently. The idea was, well, we were about 100 women, came together, all different women's groups with all different ideas. And we came together and wanted to squat a big kind of warehouse place, which is owned by BayWag, the electricity company, and just used for storing furniture in at the moment. And some of us wanted to live in the place, and others just wanted to have the place as a Frauen- and Lesben-Dezentrale, so just a center for women and lesbian groups to meet. We had a lot of different ideas what we wanted to do there. We wanted to have a car repair workshop. We wanted to do sport, kickboxing and stuff. Maybe lesbian archives, library, what else? Dance, theatre, singing, all the things that you want to do that you just lack the space. Oh yeah, we wanted an info cafe meeting space. And we planned it for a couple of weeks. And then on one Saturday at the beginning of June, we just went in. It had already been squatted on the 1st of May by a mixed group, and since then there was sort of fairly heavy security, guard dogs and watchmen and so on. But that wasn't much of a problem. We just sort of, 100 of us simultaneously came in from different directions, and they just sort of went away, and it was really easy. And we set up the info cafe straight away. We had things going on in the street outside as well. There was a really, really great feeling. Lots of people from the neighborhood were sort of wandering around, having a look, seeing what was going on. We were giving away the furniture. It was all being stored in there.
Yeah.
These families coming along saying, I need a wardrobe for the kids' bedroom. Fine. And once we were inside, it was a totally amazing feeling. We were having our own space at last. It was kind of like a little dreamland come true for a while.
Yeah.
And as the longer we were in there, the more ideas we had of what we wanted to do. And like I said, we had the cafe going, we had groups, different groups, like a Heilgruppe, women who are interested in alternative methods of healing.
Yeah.
They were organizing themselves, or trying to. We were designating areas for all the things, all the possible things. And then in the evening. Oh, we did some spontaneous like singing together, just a big group, just in this big hall where there were really fantastic acoustics.
Yeah.
Of course, we wanted to get space for women's bands, obviously. And then in the evening we had a big party and just, dancing and eating and drinking, obviously. And
having big fun.
DJing and all the rest of it. Yeah, big fun. And then we thought, we knew we would be evicted because basically just about everywhere in Berlin is evicted at the moment. It's the policy. There's only a couple of houses that have actually stayed squatted recently.
A couple of hours?
Couple of houses, yeah. And everything else, like there were houses squatted on May Day. And they were evicted within about 10 days or something.
Yeah.
And there's been another house squatted since then that was also evicted within 10 days. So we knew pretty much we would be evicted, but we hoped that maybe because it was all women's project that we would get some support, because we did a lot of publicity work at the same time. We going to the Berlin Senate, and because they've got a lot of women on the Senate at the moment, and they're trying to push forward a lot of pro-women policies, so they say. So we thought maybe we can use that as a lever.
Yeah.
And at any rate, we didn't think we'd be evicted before the weekend was over, because we thought they'd think about it. But that was, in fact, completely naive to think that, because, we went in Saturday morning, mid-morning, and Sunday morning at dawn at 5 o'clock, the pigs were there. There were about 70 of us sleeping there, and suddenly huge siren went off, and it was like everybody leaping out of bed, leaping to the exits. But they'd got all the exits, they were coming over all the ways. They'd got us completely cornered. There were about 300
pigs were there.
300. And yeah, and we were about, there were about 70 of us.
Yeah, it's not.
And yeah, they came in and they got us all in the courtyard, and we wanted to go out all together, but they were completely like brutal. I don't know what word to use, but they weren't going to let us get away that easily.
Yeah.
And even though we were all sort of standing there in linked arms and everything, they just dragged us out one by one. They just came in and picked out one woman at a time, three or four pigs onto one woman. Was completely completely excessive force.
Yeah.
And then they got us in there. It was like a little tunnel where you couldn't be seen by the other women, and then
they beat us up. Not.
Yeah, a couple of women sort of got beaten up. A couple of women got concussion.
Oh my god.
And various other sort of injuries.
Yeah.
And we were pretty much all photographed, all had all our passport details and everything taken, and it was complete shock, really. Maybe it was naive, but we just really hadn't expected it would be that heftig.
Heftig.
And then since then there's been a sort of despite that, there's been a really good feeling. There's been this feeling that the time we had in there was so brilliant that it's made us even more like determined to kind of keep going until we get something like that. And we haven't stopped organizing. We had loads of sort of demos and spontaneous things in the week afterwards, and just kind of demos that just sort of ran up. There was one really good one where it kept breaking up and then reforming somewhere else, and the pigs were just sort of running around trying to catch the demo and then just sort of singing spontaneously. Yeah. We have a Mariana song and just sort of trying to take the piss, really, which was good fun.
Yeah.
And then we've set up a women's cafe regularly. We have every week we meet and cook or bring food or whatever.
And that's a legal cafe?
No, it's like it's not always in the same place. We just decide a place and
somebody's just home or something.
No, well, just anywhere with a space, bars or meeting places, whatever.
Yeah.
But no, nothing like permanent. No permanent place. Just so it's cheap hot food and just a place where we can meet and get together, and if we've got ideas, we can talk about them, and then usually arrange other meetings in smaller groups. And what have we done since then? We did a poster sort of just saying what happened, which we went round and got as much support as we could from other women's organizations, projects, cafes and so on in Berlin. Just not financial support, just they just put their names to it so that so that we feel like we've got some backing, you know.
Yeah.
Because there were about, I said at the beginning, there were 100 of us involved in the actual doing. On the day, there must have been about 300 women there all together.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of women who didn't know anything about it before the day. And since then, an awful lot of women have come together and got to know each other and started working together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a really incredible feeling of moving,
yeah,
doing something. There's also been a lot of kind of, like, it was pretty depressing the day of the eviction.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And, you know, with the women who were injured, a lot of problems came up. How do we look after sick women within our community? A lot of the problems came up, what we're fighting against. If you're sort of at home in your flat, just you and your girlfriend or you and your whoever, it's very difficult to care for someone sort of round the clock.
Yeah.
And you need support of a lot of other women as well. And yet these things are nearly always forced back into the home. And that was something, that was one of our ideas for Mariana, would be a place where this sort of thing wouldn't happen, where you do have the support of a community. We've had a lot of, well, in Berlin you talk an awful lot about everything,
mm,
but there have been a lot of really positive sides. And we're also hoping, well, we're planning at the moment a radio program to broadcast in Berlin and maybe also in West Germany, which maybe we could send it here.
That would be great.
Just trying to explain something of the feeling, really, because that's the most difficult thing to describe, is how important it was, the feeling of being there on the day, the feeling of just getting on with things, working together,
the
putting
power
into practice what we'd been talking about.
Mm.
Yeah, the energy, the power, the, like, coordination. We're doing things we hadn't done before, and it's been, I think it's been very important for a lot of women who've started doing things that they, either just for meeting other women or just finding other women who are interested in the same things as they are.
Yeah.
So some of the ideas of Mariana are coming to life, even though we haven't got the place. Oh, it's called Mariana, by the way. I didn't say it's called Mariana because it's in the Marianenstraße building.
Yeah,
we've just been sort of, like I say, meeting. We've had a couple of parties, like, fun to raise money, and we don't know yet what the legal position is with the BAVAG, who it belongs to. They've put charges against us, but we don't know exactly who. They'll probably go through that. They filmed the whole thing as well as photographing the women. The pigs filmed the whole eviction.
Mm.
So they'll probably pick out some of us and charge us, but nothing's happened on that front yet.
Mm.
But yeah, there's a lot of very positive things going on with that, and we hope to make it a reality.
Yeah.
Willkommen wieder. I think we've learned a lot from it.
I think so,
and
too.
It was good being in this environment of the Frauen camp here. It's kind of like a bigger version in a way.
Yeah,
we wanted.
Yeah. And international too.
Yeah.
It's not only local.
Yeah. But I think it's interesting how heavy the eviction was. The other houses that have been squatted in Berlin recently haven't been evicted with the same force or as quickly. There was, like, I think maybe because we were so well organized, maybe because we were all women, they found it particularly threatening.
Anything else?